You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Aotearoa's beloved native kākai have hit the news this week with the release of three new birds at the Orokonui Eco Sanctuary in Otipoti, Dunedin, as part of their South Island kākai breeding program. The kākai are native parrots who gather to socialise in the mornings and evenings and are known for their boisterous calls and mischievous mid-air antics. Unfortunately, introduced predators have decimated populations throughout Aotearoa. Because they make their nests in the hollows of trees, chances of escaping from predators like rats, stoats and possums are slim. Yesterday, I had a chat with Alton Smith. He's the conservation manager at Orokonui Eco Sanctuary and has been there since the beginning of their kākai breeding program. We talked about the ups and downs of the program and what it's been like watching the population numbers grow.
Could you begin, Alton, by telling me a little bit about the Orokonui Eco Sanctuary for listeners that aren't aware of what you guys do?
Well, it's an ecological restoration project, and the way our trust has gone about restoring the ecology of Orokonui is to build a fenced sanctuary, a ringed fence sanctuary. So it's 307 hectares inside the fence, and the fence itself is about 8.7 kilometres. That's enabled us to eradicate all the introduced mammals apart from mice that we have to manage. And by doing that, that allowed us to release special critters like takahe, tuatara, and of course kaka.
Yeah, so can you tell me a little bit about maybe the history of the South Island kaka, and then we'll talk a bit about the breeding program?
Well, of course, like all of our wildlife, they were once very widespread and very abundant. And I know there's a story of a flock of kaka flying over Mount Kargal many years ago that took 10 minutes to fly over, so thousands of birds. And the usual story, habitat loss, the introduction of predators, saw the kaka sort of start to diminish through most of the South Island. And the way they were going before really Doc learned how to manage them was they were heading towards extinction, certainly on the mainland. And stoats in particular are the number one threat to kaka nowadays. Habitat loss, not so much. But sanctuaries like Orokonui and strongholds like Stewart Island and parts of Fiordland, they're actually starting to recover in certain areas, which is quite nice.
Can you tell me a little bit about the breeding program that you have at the sanctuary? I believe it started in 2008. Yeah, how that started and how it's been tracking.
Yeah, well, it was the very first species Orokonui released way back in 2008, and it was six captive raised birds that were raised in the Dunedin Botanical Gardens. So that was the sort of the founding population, if you like. And from then, we've continued to release quite a few dozens, I think maybe up to 50 captive released birds to keep on topping up numbers. But also, we've got successful breeding taking place inside the sanctuary as well. At the moment, we're kind of still trying to determine if we have that robust self-sustaining population. We probably do, but we just need to get some science behind that in the next 2 years, and then we'll stop releasing captive birds. But unfortunately, we've had a couple of major setbacks in the establishment of the kaka here. And we had the infamous year 2015, the year of the stoats, where there was four stoats invaded the sanctuary, and at least one stayed inside the sanctuary for 10 months. And we lost the majority, a high percentage of our breeding adult females to stoat predation, because when they nest, they're incredibly vulnerable to stoats. Basically, the stoat just jumps inside the nest, kills everything inside. So that was a huge setback in 2015. Started to recover quite nicely. And then maybe it's 2 years ago, there was an external possum operation on the outside. And unfortunately, the operators and the contractors deployed several thousand kaka bait friendly devices to control possums. They didn't really take kaka into consideration, and an unknown number of kaka were poisoned by taking bait from these bait stations. And we know for a fact, especially with the GPS work, that the kaka come and go. Most kaka, there's a core population inside the sanctuary, but they all kind of spend some time outside the sanctuary. They come and go. So unfortunately, two, possibly even 3 years ago now, there was that setback. But the good news is we have established the only breeding population of kaka along the entire east coast of the South Island. And the numbers are tracking up. And this year we've identified, because they're just about all are banded, 60 individuals. And that's getting to be a good population.
What would be considered a self-sustaining size population?
Oh, gee, that's the question the Arakanui Knowledge Group at the moment is pondering. I mean, some scientists will say you need a population of a minimum population of 500 individuals to have good genes for representation and to ensure that they survive kind of those unpredictable events like I've just described, or some sort of plague, or et cetera, et cetera. But the fact of the matter is, we do have a goal of, we want to establish 20 breeding pairs in the sanctuary. And that should be enough to keep on produce, like a little kaka farm, really producing kaka. Because what we really need to have that large, robust population of hundreds, let's just say we need hundreds anyway, 60 is probably not enough if something goes really wrong outside or even inside. So we want hundreds of individuals, but at 307 hectares of actually fairly average kaka habitat inside the sanctuary, we do need, well, Dunedin needs the kaka to breed successfully outside the sanctuary for that goal to be achieved. Mm-hmm. So we might be able to have 20 pairs in here, but to get hundreds of birds, yes, they definitely need to breed on the outside. But the good news is there's strong evidence that they have, but no one's actually found the holy grail yet of actually finding an active kaka nest and then monitoring it to success. But now we've got the predator-free movement in Dunedin, and there's the HALO project. So Arakanui is now surrounded by several thousand hectares of best practice stoat and possum control, which are also the two number one predators of kaka. So the future's looking pretty good, I'd say.
And can I ask finally what it's been like for you personally to see the kaka numbers grow and return, and I guess hear their bird song and watch them fly over the sanctuary?
Yeah, it's been amazing because I have been here since day one on the ground 15 long years ago. And I sort of come from Dunedin, and to graduate from Otago University and then work for DOC and then to land the job I have is kind of a dream come true. And actually, when I was a student at Otago doing the wildlife management, group of friends and I actually took, this is how old I am, remember those things called a cassette player? We took a little boom box down to Waitutu, which is way down the southern coast of South Island. And that was, at the time, one of the last strongholds of kaka. So we wanted to see a kaka for the first time in the wild. So, Tim Cotter, he carried this little cassette player for about 3 days, tramping along, and we got to one of the viaducts and played a kaka call. And that was the first time all, I think it was four of us, got to experience wild kaka. So then to oversee the re-establishment of kaka around Dunedin has been incredible, really, very rewarding. And they're such an amazing, they're charismatic, they're beautiful, they have a good, quite an interesting attitude, and there is a bit of difference in their personalities. And of all the species I've ever worked with, and I've been doing this for quite a while, I've worked mostly now with kaka. So it's been incredibly rewarding. A little bit sad, especially when we found those dead birds eaten inside the sanctuary. It was far from ideal. Some poison birds, because you do get attached to certain individuals. But on the whole, I can see kaka or hear kaka any day now inside the sanctuary, and that's very special indeed.
That was Alton Smith, Conservation Manager at Arakanui Eco Sanctuary in Otipotu, Dunedin, speaking with me about the South Island Kaka Breeding Program. If you're interested in encouraging native bird life in your own backyard, you can jump onto 95bfm.com, have a listen to a BCast with Ecology Professor Jacqueline Beggs from the show a few weeks ago.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/BCasts.